Federal health officials are urging healthy people to forego flu shots this year so that vaccine will be available for high-risk populations. That after yesterday's news that about half of this country's expected flu shots will not be available this flu season because one of the main vaccine manufacturers in England has been shut down. Officials from the Food and Drug Administration are headed to England to look into the situation. They'll meet with British health regulators tomorrow and visit the vaccine plant this weekend.
For more on this story, we're joined by Dr. Jerry Avorn, associate professor at Harvard Medical School. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
I wanted to ask you first about the corporation in question here. It's Chiron Corporation, which is a U.S. company, but the plant that we're talking about is based in Liverpool, England. It had its license suspended by British authorities. Do we know what happened to lead to that suspension?
The details are very sketchy, and we don't know the specific reason why the British authorities felt that the vaccine that was being produced was not suitable for use.
Why is it that the U.S. gets all of its supply of flu shots from just two manufacturers, which means that in a situation like this, we're running the risk of losing half of our supply?
Well, this is part of the sense that it's perfectly okay to just put medications and related health affairs into the marketplace and that the marketplace will do its thing and everybody will get what they need. It turns out that making vaccines is not a very profitable thing for drug companies to do, and over the years, more and more of them have dropped out of making vaccines.
Is one of the possible solutions that's talked about, say, having the government take over flu vaccine production, saying this is an important public health need and we need to do this on our own?
Well, I think the first step is to really reassess the idea of whether or not we should use the marketplace to make everything work right in healthcare. And this is just one of many examples where it doesn't work right. So either we need to change the incentives for the companies or to say this is a vital public health function. And yes, this is perhaps something that's at least as important as road construction and defense that perhaps ought to be done by the government as a public good.
I'm assuming that this isn't something that you could stockpile because the flu virus changes from year to year and one vaccine might not be appropriate from year to year.
The vaccine needs to change every year because the composition of the flu virus changes every year. And it's a calculated guess that has to get made each spring and summer as to what the DNA inside the flu virus is going to look like as the epidemic hits in the fall and in the winter. And the people who make vaccines hope that they will get it right by taking that guess in the early part of the year and using that to design the vaccine. And so it's a laborious process, so you can't turn on a dime and suddenly make a lot more vaccine than you had planned to.
There's a lot that's not known about why this plant was shut down in England, but I wonder if there's concern in your community about public fears about the safety of vaccines, given what's happened here.
Well, unfortunately, we've had a lot of years of irrational public fears of vaccine going back quite a ways, usually unfounded, whether it's the mistaken belief that vaccines can cause autism or that it's some sort of a plot to destroy America's vital forces. There should be no reason for this to be a problem. I think the underlying issue is we need to have an FDA that the public can perhaps have better faith in, either in its ability to spot side effects of vaccines or drugs in a timely way. I'm not sure how many more episodes of Vioxes or vaccine impurities or antidepressant suicide linkages we need to have before the public says, I'm not sure I can trust this FDA to get it right. That's a very scary concept.
Dr. Avorn, thanks for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Jerry Avorn is associate professor at Harvard Medical School. He's also head of pharmacoepidemiology at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and author of the book Powerful Medicines.